So here's a statistic. Since the U.S.-led invasion into Iraq, an estimated one-sixth of Iraqis were forced to flee the country and seek refuge elsewhere. Many fled into Syria. Many fled into Turkey. Others have settled north in Iraq itself in the sort of semi-autonomous Kurdistan. But thousands have actually come here to the United States, with San Diego now home to one of the largest Iraqi refugee communities in the country, if not the world. Our next guest says there may not be adequate public services for this growing community. Jill Replogo has been has been covering the lives of many of these Iraqis. She's a reporter for Fronteras, a multimedia collaboration among seven public radio stations led by KJZZ in Phoenix and KPBS in San Diego. Jill, thanks for joining us.
Sure thing.
So you've watched the growth of this community in San Diego over the entire period since the invasion of Iraq. What's changed about the city of San Diego, Jill?
Well, I actually haven't been here that whole time, but the community, most Iraqis who come here live actually east of San Diego in a city called El Cajon. And the population there has really just exploded. About 60,000 Iraqi refugees have come, well, to the U.S. since 2007, about 13,000 of them in San Diego. And like I said, most of them in this city.
And what would I see if I went into this community? And, you know, are these people aggregated in specific sort of creating an Iraq in the United States kind of look, as we found after the Vietnam War, where there were places called Little Saigon in Arlington, Virginia, that sort of thing?
It's pretty mixed, actually, in El Cajon. You know, you might see an Iraqi restaurant next to a taco stand. A lot of Middle Eastern grocery stores, for sure. Iraqis are sort of classically, you know, shopkeepers. And so there are a lot of grocery stores, a lot of restaurants, and some other businesses. There's also an older Iraqi community there that came during Saddam and during the first war. And so there's sort of been several waves of Iraqi refugees in this town.
Jill Replogo is a reporter for Fronteras Desk at KPBS in San Diego, talking about the growing and large Iraqi-American community in the San Diego area. So, Jill, how welcoming has the San Diego area been for these refugees? San Diego, of course, is a military town with large Pentagon facilities from multiple services. What's been the reception for this community?
I think a very welcoming one. I believe, seven or eight refugee resettlement agencies in San Diego, and they all do a really good job of doing their best to make people feel welcome. The issue is really just, especially in this time of shrinking public budgets, there are a lot of schools and hospitals and services like that that aren't directly connected to the refugee resettlement process that are really sort of feeling overwhelmed by the thousands of people that have come in just in recent years.
And indeed, the refugees themselves are feeling overwhelmed by the recessionary challenges that all Americans are facing. But because they rely on some of these public services you just mentioned, it's even more frustrating. Here's the voice of someone by the name of Salil Habib. He's a graphic designer from Baghdad. Here's him talking about his experience.
When you come here, you have to buy a car because you can't find a job if you don't have a car. You can't buy a car at the same time if you don't have a job.
As an Iraqi-American, one of the refugees, I guess they're immigrants more than refugees, would you say, Jill?
Well, they are immigrants now.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. So an Iraqi immigrant describing how it's not Baghdad anymore. What? Tell me a little bit about Mr. Habib.
Well, he's older. You know, he's in his 50s, which is he says himself is probably part of his challenge of getting a job. I mean, you know, we know that's been hard for older Americans who have been not older, but you know, further on in their career.
Sure.
During this recession, and so he's been here for a year. He has a ton of experience. He's an IT tech. He's a graphic designer. He worked as an Arabic English translator for the U.S. military in Iraq. And he says he's applied for over 100 jobs and he's only had a handful of interviews and still can't get anything.
One of the things that you've covered as part of your coverage of this community in the San Diego area is the challenge of English as a way of not only assimilating but participating in the economy. What are the challenges there in the San Diego area?
Well, there's just really a deficit of English as a second language classes in El Cajon. And, you know, part of the problem with that is El Cajon is, it's next to San Diego, but public transportation isn't the best, as I'm sure you know, in especially in Southern California. And it's hard for them to get out of there, you know, to get to job interviews. So that's one big challenge. And then, so within that city, there are only so many places that offer ESL courses. There's a community college district. Some of the adult schools offer classes, but they all have huge wait lists, and there just really aren't enough to meet the demand.
And why would the I mean, is Arabic the complication here? Because San Diego certainly has a proud and a good experience with ESL for Hispanic, you know, influxes into its community.
Actually, most of the Iraqis who come speak Chaldean, which is the language of Christian Iraq, the largest Christian group in Iraq. So you know, they may speak Arabic as well, but that's generally the native language of a lot of the refugees who come.
Finally, a lot of the families that you reported on are in transition in the sense that they're still waiting for people back either in Iraq or in some of the places they originally fled to after the war. What's that like?
Yeah, particularly Syria, because of the unrest this year, Department of Homeland Security officers who need to interview all refugees who come into the country haven't been able to get into the country since the spring. And so that's one big problem. And then there was also an extra DHS put in an extra level of security check, background check for refugees. And so that extra, it's another security check that happens just before refugees are about to get on a plane. And that check has really led to a big backlog in cases of people who are waiting to come over.
Well, an important story that maybe Americans aren't familiar with, but thanks to Fronteras at KPBS in San Diego, we know a lot more about it. Jill Replego is a reporter for the Fronteras desk at KPBS, talking about the growing Iraqi community in the San Diego area. Jill, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.